deputy president Rigathi Gachagua presented his defense in parliament. He was given 2 hours to defend himself. He did so. He decided to tackle each accusation's level against him. Then about 1 hour or 2 hours later, members of parliament decided to vote on whether to have him impeached or not.
How many members voted to impeach him, or how many members voted not to impeach him?
281 members of parliament decided to vote for his impeachment, while 44 members of parliament decided to vote against his impeachment, while one member decided to abstain. So in around 2 to 3 days, the process will move to the Senate. And the deputy president will have a hearing also in the Senate. His fate is lying in the Senate. In Senate, that has around 63 senators. Also, it means that the deputy president needs to gain around 23 senators to be safe. But politically, it seems as if his die is cast.
I follow briefly the live blog about the debate in parliament. It seems to me then that some members of parliament, based on the statements they were making, it was personal for them.
I would like the audience to know that the impeachment process in the National Assembly is rather a political process and not legal. Because what is coming out significantly is that members of parliament were able to perform the impeachment process in about 1 or 2 hours in quick succession, just a hour or so after he has presented his defense. You know, this particular impeachment process would have not gone through if it would have not had the blessings of President William Ruto, who's coming from the same political party with the Gachagua, and the backing of opposition leader Raila Odinga's party, Orange Democratic Movement, that now works closely with President William Ruto's party, United Democratic Alliance, or UDA, if you like.
When would the hearing in the Senate take place?
The Speaker of the National Assembly is expected tomorrow to notify the Senate about the impeachment of the Deputy President. And through a notice of motion, it will be raised in Senate. I know that one is likely to happen around Friday or this coming Friday or next week on Tuesday when the proceedings resume in the Senate. It means that we'll now give it like a period of another 1 week. Then the Senate shall have been done with the process.